Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. President Trump hits a campaign trail again later today. NPR's Tamara Keith reports he has stops planned in Florida and North Carolina.
Trump's first event of the day will technically be in his official capacity as president, not a campaign event. He's set to talk about his record on the environment and conservation while in Florida. Early in his presidency, Trump announced he was pulling the U.S. out of the Paris Climate Accord, a move he continues to tout. Of course, Florida is a key battleground state. Without it, Trump's path to re-election narrows considerably. In the evening, Trump will hold one of his airport hangar rallies in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. It's also a battleground state, and one Trump visited just last week. Absentee ballots there started going out last Friday. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
House Democrats reportedly calling for the suspension of Postmaster General Louis DeJoy. The Washington Post is quoting a statement from House Oversight Committee Chairwoman Carolyn Maloney, saying her panel will launch an investigation into the testimony he gave to lawmakers. The Post has reported that several of DeJoy's former employees felt pressured to make political donations that they were illegally reimbursed by DeJoy. President Trump and his Democratic rival Joe Biden are at odds with each other when it comes to when a coronavirus vaccine will be made available. Speaking to union workers in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania on Labor Day, Biden said Americans can't be sure about Trump's promises.
If the president announced tomorrow we have a vaccine, would you take it? Only if it was completely transparent that other experts in the country could look at it. Only if we knew all of what went into it. Because so far, nothing he's told us has been true.
During a Labor Day news conference, President Trump repeated a claim that a coronavirus vaccine could be available by the end of October. He also criticized Biden for trying to disparage the vaccine development process. It's not just California dealing with wildfires. Gale force winds in Washington and Oregon on Labor Day fanned the flames of a fire that burned one small town near Spokane almost to the ground. At least 80 fires started in Washington. And what officials call an historic fire event, the Northwest News Network's Anna King.
The fire was at the city limits of the small town of Malden about 1:30 p.m. An hour later, the entire town was engulfed. Brett Myers is the Whitman County Sheriff.
And when you have wind blowing 45 to 50 mile an hour, and you have dry timber, dry grass everywhere, and a fire that is just consuming everything in its path, it's definitely a scary situation.
Massive walls of smoke closed in on Northwest communities. Air support was grounded and highways closed because of fire and blowing dust. For NPR News, I'm Anna King.
This is NPR. Spain has become the first European country to record more than 500,000 coronavirus cases, and concerns are growing over the increasing number of infections in France and the UK as well. But as Lucia Benavides reports, Spain is seeing the fastest rise in daily confirmed cases in all of Europe.
In the last week, Spain's health ministry has reported nearly 50,000 new cases, a third of which were in the capital region of Madrid. But the number of deaths and hospitalizations is lower than what it was at the peak of the pandemic. Authorities say around half of all confirmed cases are asymptomatic, likely a result of an increase in testing. Spain has been one of the countries hardest hit by the coronavirus pandemic and was on a strict lockdown for more than 3 months, until June 23rd. Since then, cases began to rise again, and health experts warn that could be linked to relaxed attitudes at friend and family gatherings. For NPR News, I'm Lucia Benavides in Barcelona.
Two tropical storms have formed in the Atlantic. The National Hurricane Center in Miami says Tropical Storm Renee bring strong winds and heavy rain to the Cape Verde Islands today. Renee is the earliest storm to be given an R name in a record-setting hurricane season. Tropical Storm Paulette is in the central Atlantic and not currently a threat to land. The financial markets in Asia mostly higher in Tuesday trading. Japan's benchmark Nikkei was up 0.8% at the close. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.